Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Burt Show.
Maroon 5, Adam Levine right here. You know all these songs. You guys remember when Adam Levine was on last time?
Hey, Adam, I'm asking this question for all the women that are listening to this right now, but are you in bed talking to us?
I am in bed right now.
I can tell. It sounds like you are laying down with one side of your face smushed against the pillow and the other side.
That
with
is
the...
exactly what I'm doing. You're very perceptive.
Okay. Just checking. And for the women, not me, but for the other women listening, will you describe what you're wearing?
Should I do it slowly?
Yes.
I'm wearing underwear. I'm wearing a Calvin Klein boxer briefs, and that's it. And a dress.
That's Adam Levine last time on the show, and here he is this time on the show.
Oh.
Good morning, Adam.
I was so confused. Seriously, I was sitting here and I was listening to you guys. I was so completely confused, but now I know what's happening. You were replaying something from the past, and now is the present.
You thought you were right. In one of those like weird lost sideways worlds where you weren't really sure if it was now or in the future or in the past?
I don't know what was just happening, but whatever, it wasn't happy, it's over.
What are you wearing today? Because the last time we had you on, you started the interview
boxers.
And you told us you were wearing boxers. So what do you got on today?
All right. I'm going to just be honest because that's the only thing I know how to be. But I'm currently wearing, underwear.
Hot.
And I'm wearing a bathrobe, which I don't usually wear robes, but wearing a robe and it's really nice and comfortable.
Are you home or on the road?
I'm in New York.
What have you said? I'm sitting in a Denny's.
Yeah.
Right now.
At the bus stop.
To be honest with you, I'm actually, hold on one second. Hi, can I have a Grand Slam scrambled bacon and crispy?
And I need some money.
Is it a hotel robe or is it something a little fancier?
I'm actually staying at my girlfriend's place.
Okay.
Hey.
I'm going to be honest with you, Bert. Those questions are okay coming from the women, but from you.
And it's her bathrobe.
Are you?
I wish that was not true.
Is it really hers?
It's hers, but it's kind of one of those unisex ones that she jacked from a spa.
Uh-huh, sure. Now you feel like your manliness is starting to leave you and starting to bring back now.
Unisex. You know, it's pink and purple.
And do you have like a mask on right now, like a mud mask?
I'm wearing an algae facial peel. Uh-huh. I'm just kidding. I'm not. I'm actually really masking right now, you guys. I'm drinking coffee.
Right.
You know, I'm doing really manly things.
They can't tease you about your masculinity with pictures of your girlfriend being all over the internet. I mean, hello. I think he's pretty secure.
Okay, good. Whew. That's just, thank God.
Now, is this a girl that you've been going out with for a long time? I don't know the whole history here. Is this a long-term girlfriend? This is new or what?
Without divulging too much information about my life and my personal life, I'll say that this is a relatively new situation, and it's a very, 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 very good one.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's
good.
Congratulations.
He's wearing her pink and purple robe right away. I mean, that's
wearing her friggin' robe, man. I mean, things have to be pretty good.
She's a supermodel.
She's a supermodel?
Robes are the new class rings, Bert. Like, instead of, will you wear my ring, it's will you wear my robe.
Only a real man can wear a woman's robe, right?
Jen just said that she's a supermodel. Does Adam Levine ever get intimidated by women?
Should I refer to myself in the third person?
Yes. That was weird.
You totally
think
should.
About Adam Levine. No, I don't know. Women are amazing. I love women. They're beautiful people. Well done, women.
Adam Levine joining the Burt Show this morning.
I have a question about touring and relationships. Do they mix together? Like, will your girlfriend go on tour with you, or will that be separate from work and home life?
You know what? I think it's one of those things where it's not easy. It's really difficult. It sucks. You know, I'm not going to lie. It's not it's not fun because when you care about somebody, you want to be with them, you know? And fortunately, you know, we have different, similar lifestyles, which makes it easier. You know, no one's sitting waiting at home for the other person, really. So it's nice, you know, and they mesh very well. So we're just going to give it a shot and, you know, we care a lot about each other and see what happens.
Don't you think that helps in the long run? Like when you're sort of, I mean, when you're not forced to be with each other all the time, that absence, you know, making the heart grow fonder thing can actually work in your favor?
Absolutely. I mean, to a certain extent, obviously, you know, it can be too long and it starts to drive you a little bit crazy. But yeah, a little bit of distance is probably a good thing. And I'm just surprised that she still likes me.
How come it's so like acceptable that if he goes out on the road and she's wearing his T-shirt, it's, you know, like so sexy that she's going to be close to him, but he's wearing her robe and it's a little bit odd, creepy?
It paints probably a creepy picture. I mean, I don't know. We didn't know why I was honest with you guys in the first place. Now you're using it against me.
I hope you've learned a very valuable lesson about being honest with us for the rest of the way here.
My parents taught me not to lie, but you guys are teaching me that it's probably a good idea in old age.
Are you on Twitter, or am I about to ask you a whole bunch of questions about what you said on Twitter that aren't really you?
No, I really am. I really am. And I love it because you can just talk a bunch of, I guess, Yeah, you know, we all know what I wanted to say, but you can talk a lot of that, and no one can really mess with you. It's great.
You tweeted, "I think I'm officially out of touch with contemporary pop music. I'm not hating, just not connecting."
Yeah, I did say that.
Which means what? You just think that pop music kind of sucks right now?
No, I mean, listen, I don't know. I've started listening to the radio again, and I'm not hating on anything. I'm having a hard time really falling in love with stuff again, you know? I don't know why. Maybe I just take some time to adjust to it, but it all sounds very, I don't know, like, I can't explain what it is, but there's definitely, like, a lack of connection. A little bit robotic, you know? I want there to be a little more, I mean, I love soul music. I love kind of loose, fun music, and it sounds a little tight right now. I think a little stiff. That sounds very vague, but I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Was it a certain artist that inspired that tweet?
No. I was listening to everything. I was on iTunes and cruising around and checking different stuff out and getting a feel for what everything was like again, because I've been so detached from everything. You know, we were out in the boonies making our record, so I was kind of away from it intentionally, and now I'm coming back to it and, you know, kind of want to inject maybe some organic stuff into music, you know, make it a little more loose and fun, old school, I guess, you know.
Keeping with the deep tweets theme, what did you mean by this one? About to fire up the iPhone 4, I have a massive technology boner.
Wow, I should think about what I say. I'm just, you know, in regards to technology, at that moment, my excitement resembled a boner. It wasn't an actual boner. It was a technology boner.
A pretend one.
Are you happy that you got the phone now, or is it overrated?
Dear Mr. Jobs, your phone's pretty cool, but it's not that different. And I think that there need to be more improvements on it. Like, I mean, this is nitpicky, and I apologize in advance if this sounds bratty, but if you're going to make someone buy a phone like this, I think that it should have, you know, the whole thing was like, oh, you can video chat now and Skype and all that stuff. You have to be on Wi-Fi in order to do it. And what I'm thinking is you might as well be on a computer at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you didn't have to be on Wi-Fi, that's amazing. But it just seems like it's a little gimmicky. I think I feel a little bit like a sucker for having it.
Are you one of the guys that stood in line way before anybody else to get your hands on it?
We have, you know, somehow we got it. I don't know. Just fell out of the sky. And
he's got connections.
He's got people.
I know somebody who knows somebody.
We have friends, people that know people that know people.
I wanted to ask you about one of your favorite friends. Do you have a bromance with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Oh, my God. he's a very, 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 very old friend. I've known him for a long, long time.
Oh, that's cool.
Since elementary school, basically, yeah.
Really?
Love that dude. Yeah.
Here's what I think about sucks about being Jake Gyllenhaal, because you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know, like, here's a guy, he's a single guy, right? And now I'm seeing pictures from the paparazzi of him all over the place with him just like checking out girls or just hanging out with people in bars, and he's getting a little flirty, which you're allowed to do when you're single, but he's even getting hammered by the tabloids just doing that, you know?
What are they saying that's critical?
It's also stupid. You know, it's like, leave the guy alone.
He was at the Lakers game or something last week or something like that for a championship game, and he was checking up some hottie that was walking up the stairs, and all these paparazzi took a picture of him checking out her butt, and it was like big time in the tabloid the next day, and I was thinking, well, who the hell isn't checking around?
Right. Every guy in the place was probably doing that.
Right. So it's
It's weird. The people have become obsessed and fixated on things like that, and I don't know. I guess they have some idea of what someone's supposed to be like, and then, you know, they like to just mess with them, and I hate it. It's such a weird thing.
You've done a pretty good job of keeping yourself out of that kind of thing.
Well, listen, they choose you. You know, there's nothing you can really do about it, unfortunately, and I don't get hassles, really. They don't bug me. So it's nice. I'm very fortunate for that. I don't want that to ever change, so I got lucky.
It's Adam Levine on The Burt Show right now. So I'm assuming that because you sort of have this disconnect from pop music that that your album is going to be a complete departure from anything you're hearing on the radio right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think I started thinking a lot about, you know, how our first record became successful. And, you know, I kind of like the idea that what we're doing, I always want what we're doing to be what we're doing and unique to our own taste and our own situation, and then if the radio or whoever it may be embraces that, then that's a great thing. But I don't want to start writing song, you know. And I love writing pop music, and I love the idea of having hits and all of that, and pop being immersed in pop culture and all those things. That's fine, you know. I want to do it on our terms, you know. And I don't want to try to start sounding like a band that has songs on the radio. I want to just be a band whose songs are played on the radio. You know, and in a very pure, simple way. And I don't want to sound like or reflect the times necessarily. I want to try to be as timeless as possible. So I think that's kind of my mentality behind it this time around. And hopefully it'll work.
Is that why you said you went to the boonies to record it? Is that why you kind of wanted to be isolated?
Well, I thought it was a great thing. It wasn't my idea. I mean, we made a record with Mutt Lange, who's an amazing producer. And he lives out in Switzerland. So we went out there for a few months. Spent the last summer out in Switzerland on Lake Geneva, which was the most beautiful thing in the world. And it was great. And he that's basically the center of the universe for him. He kind of gets himself involved with all different types of things, and he's very international and things like that. So we wanted to make a record that was, you know, not American or French or Italian. It was kind of everything, you know.
You get to a place like that, and you probably rework songs 70, 80, 90, 100 times just so you could stay out there.
Right.
Sorry, guys, I can't come home. We just can't.
Still
ending.
Working.
Another take on this one.
We're ordering the CD. We're trying to get the songs in the right order. It's going to take us another 6 months.
It was so pretty, but I mean, I don't know. I'm a city kid. You know, I was pretty bored a lot of the time. And if I wasn't bored, I was working, and I was working most of the time. So it was pretty... It's pretty intense, actually. It was really pretty, but it was definitely a lot of work, like 24/7. It was amazing, though.
So you write better with sort of like chaos around you than you would in like this really serene, kind of peaceful, balanced place?
Definitely. Peace and balance do not yield, you know, good songs for me. I had to write a lot of the stuff in L.A., you know, when I was going through crazy things.
The album is Hands All Over. Do I have this right that it comes out on July 27th?
That is incorrect.
Okay.
But I can't believe I know this. It comes out September 21st.
September 21st. Why can't you believe that you know that?
Just because I don't know anything. I'm surprised. I'm surprised at myself.
Hey, Adam, it's always good talking to you, man. Is there anything we're missing here? You got anything else coming up?
You know what? I'm just 100% music right now, man. And thanks. I don't know if you guys are playing the song, but if you are, thank you. And thank you for always playing our tunes. That's an amazing thing. I hope that continues.
We are playing the song.
Right on.
In fact, we'll play it in just a couple of minutes for you.
Nice.
Well, we don't have to play it for him. I'm sure he's heard it.
Yeah, please. I probably won't ever hear it again.
Enjoy your robe and your coffee, my friend.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Adam. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Adam Levine.
Funny. Cool dude.
Yeah. He's always such a cool dude, man. What a lifestyle. Probably in a penthouse right now overlooking New York City with his supermodel girlfriend waiting for him to get off of that stupid radio interview.
Must be tough.
And it's this cool monogrammed robe calling for him right now. I'm going to be Adam Levine.
Hey, The Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.